DOT Director Paul Trombino appeared before the legislature's Administrative Rules Review Committee. He says the executive order came down from the president last year, giving the young immigrants a two-year reprieve from deportation.
That was when we began really a process to look at Iowa Code. Based on Iowa Code, we can't issue a driver's license.
Because, Trombino says, the new federal directive only delays deportation without authorizing the immigrant's presence as lawful. But lawmakers of both parties and some advocates for immigrants sharply disagree. Venezuelan citizen Vanessa Marin said shame on the DOT for its policy.
I'm here to speak against the Iowa Department of Transportation anti-immigrant decision to deny licenses to people who qualify for deferred status.
Marin says her work permit allows her a driver's license, and the same should be true for the kids. Republican Representative Guy Vanderlinden of Oskaloosa grilled the director.
Would you support legislation to change this?
I think that that's really a decision for the legislature.
Would you agree with me that maybe these people ought to get driver's licenses just to make sure that we're allowing people to go to work who are going to be here working anyway, that it would be prudent for them to be licensed and insured?
Vanderlinden added the young immigrants brought here as children have been here nearly all their lives and will likely never return to their homelands. Governor Branstad's chief counsel, Brenna Findley, was on hand. She had Trombino's back.
Here, the director's job is to follow Iowa law.
But Trombino came in for some additional heat because some of the young immigrants received their driver's licenses while the DOT was considering the case.
We understood that potentially, obviously, we could have individuals come through while we were still evaluating this issue. And in that interim, the answer to that is yes, we had individuals come through.
Trombino says they'll soon be notifying those recipients with the bad news that their licenses aren't valid after all. Lawmakers asked Trombino for a copy of a new Illinois law approving driver's licenses for the young immigrants that could become a model for a similar law here in Iowa. But one DOT critic, Rita Bettis with the ACLU, says Iowa law is just fine as it is.
We believe that the current law and current regulatory scheme allow for licensing, and that denial of that licensing is hugely problematic.
Bettis was heard leaving the meeting, arranging to meet with Trombino to try to get him to change his mind. Some lawmakers said they'd be doing the same. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.